Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon and welcome to Phoenix Business Radio, broadcasting live today from ASBA's SynTech, the premier technology event for the Metro Phoenix area. And I am getting tired, actually, but I'm so enjoying meeting a lot of new people. It takes a lot to have a conversation on air over and over again, when usually I only have this opportunity once or twice a day. So I've brought with me a couple partners in crime here. I have John Deiter with John Deiter Solutions, and he is also the host and sponsor for his own radio show out of our studio, Business Solutions Radio. Hello, John.
Hanging in there, Karen. You're yeah. doing great. Thanks for having me.
I'll probably be talking in my sleep tonight. My husband's going to, you know, shove me with his arm and say, what? You keep talking about technology and medicine and technology and who knows what else, cloud and solutions. Yeah, so we'll see where this goes. Also with us today is Joe Puz, known as PMO Joe with the PMO squad, and Joe also hosts a show out of our studio called the Project Management Office Hours. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you, Karen. Great to be here.
Thrilled to have you. And our special guest right now is Ben Elkins. He's the Chief Operating Officer for Global Pacific Voice, GP Voice. Welcome, Ben.
Oh, thank you all for having me.
Yes. Oh, happy to have you. And he's an old pro with radio. He said that earlier this week or this month?
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Two weeks ago was up in Prescott, I think you mentioned.
Correct. It was the talk of the town up in Prescott. They have we're big chamber members with the Prescott community. We sponsor their Christmas gala and that sort of thing, and they wanted to have me on to kind of talk about GP Voice and kind of the things we're doing for the Prescott community and that sort of thing.
And the three of us nodded our heads and said, well, you're a radio pro now. So
absolutely.
Yep. One show under your belt, this makes two. Tell us about GP Voice.
Oh, well, first off, it's great to be here. What a great event. You know, to tell you the truth, Ryan, who you guys know here in ASBA, he called me up about 8 days ago and said, gosh, you know, we don't have anyone in the telecom sector doing the hosted telephone service. Would you like to come? And I said, gosh, you know, it's kind of short notice, but we made it happen. And now that we're here, it's wonderful. What a great event, and love meeting all the new people and get to be on your guys' show. So it's great to be here, and thank you for having me.
We've heard that from all the guests today is how good the event's been as far as meeting people. And
I would say this is the quality show. I wouldn't say there's, you know, thousands of people storming down the aisles, but you meet quality individuals and you make quality contacts. And in our line of work in the cloud technology, you know, great meeting hands, you know, shaking hands and kissing babies and the whole bit. This is a great show for connections. So
yeah, in the few hours I've been here, it's just a steady stream of new people too.
Correct.
It's been a great mix of individuals and the different vendors that are here. It brings in a different crowd, too.
You notice from, like, the 12 o'clock hour to the 2 o'clock hour to now the 3 o'clock hour, you get a whole different vibe of people, and it's great.
Yeah. So tell us about GP Voice.
Oh, well, thank you. We were founded, actually, in 1995, founded here in Scottsdale, Arizona. Mickey Rayo, who's our CEO and owner, founded the company. He actually founded it as a prepaid card company, believe it or not. In 96, we got involved in long distance. We still do long distance. We wholesale to a lot of the bigger providers like the Verizons of the world. And we do a lot of wholesale international calling, you know, selling as well. In 1999, we were the fifth largest prepaid card distributor in the United States.
Wow.
And then that little thing called the cell phone came around.
Yeah.
changed
the dynamic
everything.
A little bit.
Darn technology.
Yeah, technology kind of affected the prepaid card market just a hair. I'll say we were a $100 million company back in those days in the prepaid card division. I think last year we did about $37,000 in the prepaid cards.
Oh, wow.
So just a little
amazing,
a little dip in that environment.
Yeah.
Since then, obviously, we had other ventures going, including hosted telephone, long distance, prepaid cards. We also did switch long distance. While we're here today is kind of representing our hosted division, the GP Voice portion. And that is, you know, we have our own BroadSoft switch. And what that is, it enables your phone system to do some really cool things. The technology and the cloud and the way hosted telephone service has gone now, it connects you no matter where you are. You can have your mobile phone and be vacationing in Pine Top, Arizona, or all the way down to L.A. or even Milan, Italy. And you can still be connected to your business phones via apps. You can also take your phones with you as you go. These phone systems allow your business to do whatever it possibly, your wildest dreams, that can make it happen now.
And are you guys in the B2B space only, or do you do consumer products as well?
You know, our niche, and everyone says, oh, we can do everything. But, I mean, everyone really has a lane or a niche. And our lane really is someone that has maybe five phones to someone up to maybe 500 phones. If American Express call center calls us and wants to do a deal, I'm not sure I'm the perfect fit for someone that has 5,000 employees. But I'm a great fit for anyone that has a small business, five phones, all the way up to about 500. We do call centers, so we have that 200 to 500 seat environment as well. But I would say our average customer is somewhere between 20 to 40 phones. That's what we specialize in. We go out and do our professional installs. We go out and train our users how to use the phones. We also do hosted management. We do anything from the IT service as far as, you know, you're dreaming. You want us to store and manage your cloud services. We can do that. You want us to create a network for you. We can do that. These are all things that I know Cox is here, but a Cox wouldn't do, or a CenturyLink wouldn't do, or even a Vonage wouldn't do. You know, we go out, do the professional installs, we train, we hold your hand. When you call in on customer service, you actually talk to someone live. You don't get stuck with the robot computer. You know, press one for this. Oh, press your phone number in. What's your secret ID number?
No.
It goes right to someone in customer service. And then we go, and it goes right to your technical team or to sales. And everyone has access to cell phone numbers. I'm the CEO of the company, been there 16 years. And I still have customers calling me day and night. My wife sometimes gets a little upset going, why is the phone ringing at 10? Well, you know, it's customers. So, you know,
it's
you have
how
to
we do business.
It's how we do business.
That's
so
awesome.
I was going to ask you, is that what sets you apart? It sounds like it is, the customer service piece. What else would you say makes you guys unique and special?
You know, it's the people, our company. I mean, we have over 20,000 customers, but we only have about 55 employees. We're a small business.
Wow.
And, you know, we have our switches here in L.A. and New York. And honestly, and everyone says, oh, we have the greatest customer service. We really do. I mean, we're GP Voice. We're not Cox. You don't see us at the Bank One ballpark with billboards. You know, we do marketing real word of mouth, and we have to make ourselves different. And the only way to do that for us is taking care of your customer, going out, training them. And, you know, what I found out as a customer, you want three things right. You want your phones to work. You want the bill to be right. And then number three, when something does go wrong, because things in life go wrong, you want answers.
Somebody. Yeah.
You want answers. When's it going to be up? How are you fixing it? What's going to happen? You do those three things correct, and I think you got yourself a winning formula.
Absolutely. Wow. Here's the plan. We'd love to have you in the studio for a longer conversation.
Yes.
Today's an opportunity just to really quickly get to know you, find out, you know, again, how you're connected with ASBA and the SynTech event. But I am intrigued. I don't know that we've had, like Ryan said to you, I don't know that we've had anybody in your industry yet. So if you'll take me up on it, Ben, we'd love to see you in the studio for a full hour conversation.
Yeah, we'd love to.
Good.
We really appreciate having you on here.
We'd love to have you. This is Ben Elkins, Chief Operating Officer with GP Voice. That's Global Pacific Voice. And I'm Karen Nowicki. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. I'm also here with John Deiter and Joe Puz, co-hosts out of our studio, and business owners themselves. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.